Chapter 31. Now the Philistines were fighting against Israel, and the men of Israel went in flight before the Philistines, falling down wounded in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines overtook Saul and his sons, and they put to death Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. And the fight was going badly for Saul, and the archers came across him, and he was wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to the servant who had the care of his arms, "Take out your sword and put it through me, before these men without circumcision come and make sport of me." But his servant, full of fear, would not do so. Then Saul took out his sword, and falling on it, put an end to himself. And when his servant saw that Saul was dead, he did the same, and was united with him in death. So death overtook Saul and his three sons and his servant on the same day. And when the men of Israel across the valley and on the other side of Jordan saw that the army of Israel was in flight and that Saul and his sons were dead, they came out of their towns and went in flight, and the Philistines came and took them for themselves. Now on the day after, when the Philistines came to take their goods from the dead, they saw Saul and his three sons dead on the earth in Mount Gilboa. And cutting off his head and taking away his war dress, they sent word into the land of the Philistines round about, to take the news to their gods and to the people. His war dress they put in the house of Astarte, and his body was fixed on the wall of Bethshan. And when the people of Jabesh-Gilead had news of what the Philistines had done to Saul, all the fighting men got up and, traveling all night, took Saul's body and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Bethshan, and they came to Jabesh and had them burned there. And their bones they put in the earth under a tree in Jabesh, and for 7 days they took no food. The Bible in Basic English. The Second Book of Samuel. Chapter 1. Now after the death of Saul, when David, having come back from the destruction of the Amalekites, had been in Ziklag for 2 days, on the third day a man came from Saul's tents, with his clothing out of order and earth on his head, and when he came to David, he went down on the earth and gave him honor. And David said to him, "Where have you come from?" And he said, "I have come in flight from the tents of Israel." And David said to him, "How did things go? Give me the news." And in answer he said, "The people have gone in flight from the fight, and a great number of them are dead, and Saul and his son Jonathan are dead." And David said to the young man who gave him the news, "Why are you certain that Saul and his son Jonathan are dead?" And the young man said, "I came by chance to Mount Gilboa, and I saw Saul supporting himself on his spear, and the war carriages and horsemen overtook him. And looking back, he saw me and gave a cry to me. And answering him I said, 'Here am I,' and he said to me, 'Who are you?' And I said, 'I am an Amalekite.' Then he said to me, 'Come here to my side, and put me to death, for the pain of death has me in its grip, but my life is still strong in me.' So I put my foot on him and gave him his death blow, because I was certain that he would not go on living after his fall, and I took the crown from his head and the band from his arm, and I have them here for my lord." Then David gave way to bitter grief, and so did all the men who were with him, and till evening they gave themselves to sorrow and weeping, and took no food, weeping for Saul and for Jonathan, his son, and for the people of the Lord and for the men of Israel, because they had come to their end by the sword. And David said to the young man who had given him the news, "Where do you come from?" And he said, "I am the son of a man from a strange land, I am an Amalekite." And David said to him, "Had you no fear of stretching out your hand to put to death the one marked with the holy oil?" And David sent for one of his young men and said, "Go near and put an end to him." And he put him to death. And David said to him, "May your blood be on your head, for your mouth has given witness against you, saying, 'I have put to death the man marked with the holy oil.'" Then David made this song of grief for Saul and Jonathan, his son. It is recorded in the book of Jashar for teaching to the sons of Judah. And he said, "The glory, O Israel, is dead on your high places. How have the great ones been made low? Give no news of it in Gath, let it not be said in the streets of Ashkelon, or the daughters of the Philistines will be glad, the daughters of men without circumcision will be uplifted in joy. O mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew or rain on you, you fields of death, for there the arms of the strong have been shamed, the arms of Saul, as if he had not been marked with the holy oil. From the blood of the dead, from the fat of the strong, the bow of Jonathan was not turned back, the sword of Saul did not come back unused. Saul and Jonathan were loved and pleasing, in their lives and in their death they were not parted, they went more quickly than eagles, they were stronger than lions. O daughters of Israel, have sorrow for Saul, by whom you were delicately clothed in robes of red, with ornaments of gold on your dresses. How have the great ones been made low in the fight? Jonathan is dead on your high places. I am full of grief for you, my brother Jonathan, very dear have you been to me, your love for me was a wonder, greater than the love of women. How have the great ones been made low, and the arms of war broken? Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon we were seated, weeping at the memory of Zion, hanging our instruments of music on the trees by the waterside. For there those who had taken us prisoners made request for a song, and those who had taken away all we had gave us orders to be glad, saying, Give us one of the songs of Zion. How may we give the Lord's song in a strange land? If I keep not your memory, O Jerusalem, let not my right hand keep the memory of its art. If I let you go out of my thoughts, and if I do not put Jerusalem before my greatest joy, let my tongue be fixed to the roof of my mouth. O Lord, keep in mind against the children of Edom the day of Jerusalem, how they said, Let it be uncovered, uncovered even to its base. O daughter of Babylon, whose fate is destruction, happy is the man who does to you what you have done to us. Happy is the man who takes your little ones, crushing them against the rocks. Psalm 138. Of David. I will give you praise with all my heart, I will make melody to you before the gods. I will give worship before your holy temple, praising your name for your mercy and for your unchanging faith, for you have made your word greater than all your name. When my cry came to your ears you gave me an answer, and made me great with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth will give you praise, O Lord, when the words of your mouth come to their ears, they will make songs about the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord is high, he sees those who are low, and he has knowledge from far off of those who are lifted up. Even when trouble is round me, you will give me life, your hand will be stretched out against the wrath of my haters, and your right hand will be my salvation. The Lord will make all things complete for me, O Lord, your mercy is eternal, do not give up the works of your hands.